Mrs. Bonnard? Hello, I'm Martha. I'm a social worker here at the hospital. I believe you and your son Pierre arrived here this morning with an evacuation team.
Yes. I was getting the children ready for school when all of a sudden Pierre fainted. I called for emergency and left his sister with a neighbour. But I don't know how long I'll be gone, and their father doesn't live with us.
I understand how stressful this can be. I see Pierre has been hospitalised here several times over the last few years. Has this happened before?
Yes. Pierre was born with a heart condition, so it's not the first time something like this has happened. However, something seems different this time. It's been hours since he went into surgery, and it's almost past visiting hours now. I'm scared to leave him alone, and I don't have anywhere to go. I usually stay with my mother when Pierre is in hospital, but she passed away last year, and I can't afford to stay in a hotel.
Don't worry, Mrs. Bonnard. It's going to be all right. First of all, we're going to find someone to take care of your daughter during your absence, and we're going to find you a place to spend the night. I'm also going to ask the nurses to notify the on-call social worker as soon as Pierre gets out of surgery, and we'll see what the doctors say.
But I'm also worried about what's going to happen at work. I just started a new job, and my employer is going to be furious if I don't come in tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, we will call your workplace and I'll explain your situation. Nothing is going to happen to you, Mrs. Bonnard. You have a legal right to be with your son in times of emergency. Now, why don't we go and sit down with a nice cup of tea?
Yes, that would be nice, thank you.